with the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. On Friday, at Navy Stadium, the Annapolis Rotary Club hosted what it called the biggest crab feast in the world. 2,300 donors to the charitable organization devoured mountains of blue crabs caked with Old Bay, corn on the cob, watermelons, and they washed it all down with a tanker truck of beer.
This is proof right here that we're having a good time. It's a crab feast. It's nothing but love. Let me crack a crab leg 1 second. Hold on. You want to hear how that sound? Let's hear how that sound. Look, that's it. Yeah! Great time, Rotary. Thank you for what you've done.
It was a celebration of what it means to live by the Chesapeake Bay. But as it turns out, many of the 350 bushels of blue crabs were not from the Chesapeake because the organizers could not find enough Chesapeake crabs to feed their guests. So they imported crabs.
Some of them are not from the Chesapeake Bay. Some of them are from the Carolina coast and as far away as the Gulf of Mexico.
This is Jeff Holland, a volunteer at the Rotary event and an environmental advocate.
We try to keep our local watermen sustainable and support as many of our local watermen as we can. But when they can't supply that number on the short notice that we have, then we go further afield. We're very concerned about the sustainability of the crab.
He has reason to be worried. A scientific survey of the Chesapeake Bay's blue crab population earlier this year found the numbers had fallen to the lowest levels since 2008. That was when the federal government declared the bay an economic disaster area and allowed watermen to collect emergency relief funds. Lynn Fagley is a deputy director at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources.
What we're seeing this year is the number of adult female crabs, those female crabs that are creating the next generation, is very, very low. It actually fell slightly below our safe threshold level, which is why we're calling the stock depleted.
She said unusually cold temperatures this winter killed about 28% of the bay's crabs. This compounded a problem from the previous year, when unfavorable winds and ocean currents meant record low numbers of crab larvae survived. Bad weather's blow to the blue crabs is a reversal in what had been a great comeback story. Crab populations in the bay more than doubled between 2008 and 2010 after Maryland and Virginia imposed restrictions on catching female crabs and banned dredging for hibernating females in the winter. But after a brief spike, crab populations have plunged back into the danger zone. Columnists in The Washington Post and Baltimore Sun have called for a moratorium on all catching of crabs. But Lynn Fagley said she does not believe such a ban is warranted because overharvesting is no longer the main problem. What is also needed is a reduction of pollution into the bay, which is smothering the underwater grasses young crabs need for shelter and suffocating the worms and clams the crabs eat. In the meantime, Maryland officials have tightened up restrictions on catching crabs, setting a minimum size at 5 1/4 inches instead of 5 inches. And they are reducing even further the allowable catch of female crabs by commercial watermen. It is already illegal for recreational crabbers to keep females. Major Jerry Kirkwood of the Maryland Natural Resources Police said his officers are out in force, aggressively checking crab pots and issuing fines to people who catch undersized or female crabs illegally.
Crab populations are low. We feel that Marylanders would like us to step up our enforcement action when it comes to crabbing violations.
So don't get pinched by the law. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Come around.